Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Roland Chris Blog Talk Radio Station, Pathways to Excellence, where we explore what it takes to meet and exceed the demands of managing a retirement plan in today's complex market. From regulatory developments to fiduciary news and practical tips, tune in to Roland Chris for your step-by-step guide to achieving compliance and confidence in a new fiduciary era. Now, let's begin today's show with an introduction from our Roland Chris host.
Hello and welcome. I am Ron Hagen, Chairman of the Fiduciary Standards Committee at Roland Chris, and it's my pleasure to welcome you to this live 15-minute podcast. Our subject today is understanding the complex role of the retirement plan fiduciary. During our last podcast, we talked about the retirement plan supply chain and the various vendor roles that contribute to managing today's retirement plans. In this podcast, we want to delve specifically into the role of the plan administrator in order to understand this person's specific responsibilities under federal pension law. With me today in the studio is our guest, Stancil Harvey, who is the CEO of Delta Regional Medical Center in Greenville, Mississippi. He served as the president of Harris Methodist Southwest Hospital for almost 10 years before joining Delta Regional 3 years ago. Stancil earned his MHSA in Health Services Administration from the University of Arkansas at Little Rock after graduating with his Bachelor of Science degree in Biology and Chemistry from Delta State University. Stancil has led the charge in aligning Delta Regional's retirement plan with fiduciary best practices. So, naturally, I was delighted when he accepted our invitation to be a guest speaker on today's podcast. I know he has some great experiences and wisdom to impart to all of us today. Stancil, welcome. It's very good to have you with us.
Very glad to be here, Ron.
Well, I'd like to just delve right into our agenda today. We don't have a long period of time to share with you your experiences, and I want to be sure we capture as much as possible. So I guess my first question about the fiduciary role and specifically what that means for retirement plan administrators. In other words, to clarify for our audience, what is the role of the plan administrator exactly?
Well, Ron, the plan administrator is the named fiduciary for the retirement plan. So if the plan sponsor is the organization that sponsors the plan, the plan administrator is the one person who ultimately has the responsibility for the management of the plan. This is the person who is also liable for the plan should anything go wrong, which, of course, we hope never happens. So it's a big responsibility and a very important role. I know this definition well because in my position as the CEO of Delta Regional, the plan administrator for our retirement plan reports directly to me.
Well, from what you've said, then, it sounds like a plan administrator is the responsible plan fiduciary being another word for the trustee, the individual in whom retirement plan participants have placed their trust. So in simple terms, what would you say the responsibility of a plan administrator under federal pension law would be?
Well, as you know, retirement plans are regulated under the ERISA, the Employment Retirement Income Security Act, and it states clearly that the main responsibility of the plan administrator is to make sure the retirement plan is managed in a way that serves the best interest of the retirement plan's participants. This really means that how we manage our plan matters, the way we monitor our vendors, the way we communicate to participants, and the way we check our processes on a regular basis to ensure they're meeting the fiduciary standards. All of this helps us to have a plan that is functioning to serve the participants' needs and get them ready for their retirement.
Retirement readiness, that's a term that's being used a lot in the industry right now. But I guess what it really comes down to is that the concept is somewhat simple. So I think what you're saying is, if the plan administrator is helping his participants to be retirement ready, he's probably acting prudently then under federal pension law and fulfilling his fiduciary role. I'd like to delve into a couple of key issues that maybe help the plan administrator do this, and I'd like your comments on it, although it may seem a little bit too basic. The first one would be to have familiarity with the retirement plan's formation document. And why would that be important in fulfilling the fiduciary role from your point of view?
Well, you know, while it may seem to be very basic, it's real interesting that a lot of people miss some of the basics. But the reason for knowing the plan document is so important that a large number of breach of fiduciary duties cases happen because the plan administrators, they just simply don't know what their plan specifically requires. Some plans may have safe harbor elections or provide authorization to engage third-party experts as fiduciary, while others may have a very different stipulation. So the first rule of being a plan administrator is to read, simply read your plan document and highlight its key features. If you're like me here at Delta Regional, you may want to have an independent third party help you identify what those are. Then once you've identified those key areas, you'll want to set time periodically to review them to be sure that they still work with your participants' needs and goals. And when I say work with your participants' needs and goals, the thing that happened to me in my first role as a CEO was that I had a housekeeper come to me when she was retiring. She had tears in her eyes because what she realized was that her retirement plan, she didn't have enough to live on. And this was my wake-up moment as a CEO of our responsibility as the plan administrator, that we really not only have a duty, a fiduciary duty, we also have a moral obligation to our employees.
Well, that's quite an integration of responsibilities, stewardship, legal, ethical, moral, and all of that makes a lot of sense for people who sit in such a position of trust. So I guess then reviewing, understanding, and revisiting the plan document is first and foremost. The second key issue to effective plan management, we are being told, is shifting the focus from purely investment-related issues. And what do we mean here when we say that?
You know, there's often a misconception that the primary responsibility of the plan sponsor or the plan administrator is to ensure the performance of the retirement plan investments. And obviously, we all would like to have 30% returns on our retirement. But that is not the only thing. It is very important to getting the participants ready for retirement, but there are three other fiduciary disciplines that are just is if not more critical to being an effective retirement plan fiduciary.
And those three disciplines you referred to, I think, are administration, governance, and controls. Is that correct?
Absolutely. Each of the disciplines address crucial management components, including, it's very simple, who's managing the plan, how the plan is being managed and monitored, and how it's being checked regularly against fiduciary best practices. And I can tell you when I first arrived at Delta Regional, because of some past experiences I had, I asked the people that were responsible for our plan these basic questions. And when I asked those questions, all I heard was crickets. It was just no response whatsoever. And so we made a definitive change in the direction that we were going. What we did is that we engaged an independent person that had no vested interest. We engaged Roland Chris to come in and look at our current retirement plan. And what the assessment was is that our employees, not the hospital, but our employees were incurring an additional $350,000 a year in excess expenses that were going to the plan. These expenses were incredibly high and out of the normal limits, and when we looked at our returns were incredibly poor. And so that's when we changed course and we made substantial changes to our plan.
Well, okay, you have firmly established then that the plan administrator must be familiar with the plan document and revisit it periodically. in order to ensure that it serves the best interests of the participants. And I think you've also said that the plan administrator needs to be well-versed in all four fiduciary disciplines, not merely the investment discipline. What else would be a key tip for plan administrators listening to us today who want to excel in that role?
It really comes back to the exclusive purpose rule, which we alluded to earlier. This is where ERISA tells us that the plan must be operated solely for the benefit of the plan participants. If ever the plan sponsor is benefiting from decisions that are being made regarding the plan or the plan's participants' needs are superseded, that is when the plan administrator can get in trouble, and we're talking crossbar hotel here. For us, it's been extremely helpful to have a process in place that specifically outlines what we need to be doing at various stages throughout the year in order to be ERISA compliant. It was important to us to do the right things by our participants, but like so many organizations, we had a million other things that were going on at the time, and so we just maybe put this on the back burner. And when we realized that we were doing a disservice to our employees, we went ahead and got a partner, Roland Chris, who guided us through the process. And I can tell you it was invaluable, and it's paying dividends for us now.
Well, Stansel, thank you so much for all of your great insights today. Our time is running short on us here, so we're going to need to conclude. But I greatly appreciate your participation on the show today. Your insights and anecdotal remarks about your experiences have certainly inferred for our audience the need for attention to the requirements of federal pension law, to the role of the plan administrator, and hopefully they've also gained a tip or two on how to begin maybe refreshing their entire approach to that position. So, thank you again. And for our audience, a reminder to tune in to our next podcast when we will cover how to effectively manage retirement plan vendors. Thank you for joining us, and have a great day.